Meharry had returned to the crew quarters, spitting fire against Brunn for the benefit of anyone in the public lounge. When Sirkin went to lunch with Brunn again the next day, and then to a concert, Meharry took it up with Harris in public.
That spoiled kid is making a fool out of Sirkin. Taking her out, buying her expensive presents. And poor Sirkin, she's not over Amelie yet.
I know. I don't like her any better than you do, but we have no right to interfere. If it gets Sirkin's mind off her grief, maybe...
It's not healthy. It's not as if they could have a real relationship. Not someone like that. Daughter's some guy too rich to know how many planets he owns.
Now, wait a minute. That's not fair. I met Lord Thornbuckle. He's a friend of Lady Cecilia's, our employer, you may recall. I'll admit this youngest daughter is something of a problem, but she may grow out of it.
Might. Does Sirkin talk to you about it?
No, and I wish she did. You're right, she could get in over her head. She's had no experience with that sort of wealth and privilege. But I can't stop her. Her free time is her own.
Finally, after a whirlwind week, Brunn went back down planet. To Meharry's expressed surprise, she kept up almost daily calls or correspondence with Sirkin. One of the men in the lounge one afternoon had heard more than he wanted of Meharry's complaints about Brunn and thought he understood the reason behind them.
Could really be love. Maybe you're just jealous.
The rich don't love. They buy. Of course I'm not jealous. I'm too old for her, and besides, she's not my type. I just don't want to see her get hurt. She's setting up for it.
Sirkin walked in on that. They had set up this conversation before, but had no takers.
I wish you'd mind your own business, Meharry. Just because you were nice to me after Amelie died doesn't mean you own me now.
The man gave a satisfied grin as Sirkin stalked on out the door. Meharry shook her head and returned to her quarters. After several weeks, Harris got the first piece of solid news through her pipeline. Brunn had permission to visit Cecilia, but it had taken a request from her father back on Cerealis to get it. Right now, Cecilia was being prepared for long-term care, which meant a series of small surgeries. She could not visit until Cecilia had been placed in the permanent care facility her family had chosen. In the meantime, Cecilia's family had begun the first moves against Harris herself. At the hearing to petition for an order of guardianship, Cecilia's will had been formally read, and the bequest to Harris noted with dismay by those who hadn't already heard. The first notice she got was a call from a court officer who informed her that she was now the official owner of the Sweet Delight, and court documents to that effect were on the way. Scarcely 2 hours later, a station militia officer, not the captain she knew from the murder investigation, showed up to question her about circumstances pursuant to Lady Cecilia's stroke.
I don't know anything about it except what Ronnie told me.
He peered at a printout she couldn't read upside down and backwards.
You weren't there?
No. I haven't been down planet since we came back to Rock House. Lady Cecilia has been back up only once, some days before her stroke. She seemed fine then.
Tell me about it.
Harris explained about the redecoration of the yacht, about Cecilia's ability to make quick, firm decisions on matters of color and style, about her cheerful mood.
You don't think having her yacht redone so soon, and in a style so different from what's in fashion, reveals, perhaps, that her mind was already going?
Not at all. Lady Cecilia was not your average old lady, but she seemed every bit as competent and alert as she was when she first hired me. She had never liked the colors her sister chose before. She'd decided to redo the yacht her way. She could afford it. Why not?
Was she on any medication?
Not that I know of.
You don't think her, euphoric mood might have been the result of some drug?
Hardly. It wasn't euphoric, just happy. She didn't use drugs for mood control. She felt that she was a happy, fit, healthy individual who didn't need them.
She had refused rejuvenation.
She told me that she thought people went into rejuvenation from either fear of death or vanity. She wasn't afraid of death, and she thought vanity was a silly vice.
Harris saw no need to mention that she didn't agree about rejuvenation. It wouldn't convince the man of her innocence or Cecilia's wit.
She seems to have told you a lot. You hadn't been working for her that long.
True, I hadn't. But living alone on that yacht as she did, perhaps she found another woman, younger but not juvenile, a comfortable companion. So it seemed.
I see. I might as well tell you. Questions have been asked about you. Someone down there is setting up to make trouble. I hope you know what you're doing.
If there had been the least scrap of evidence that she had had any physical contact with Cecilia in the days before her stroke, or any way to get drugs to her, she would have been arrested for attempted murder. That became clear in the next few days when the militia asked for repeated interviews and Cecilia's family's lawyers and the court officers descended. Luckily, the medical evidence suggested that if, it could not be proven, Cecilia's stroke had resulted from poison, the poison would have to have been administered shortly before her collapse. Repeated questioning of her maid and her sister revealed nothing into which Harris could have put such a drug. No medicines taken regularly, no foodstuffs brought down from the ship. Records at the Royal Docks access showed that Lady Cecilia had not even been to her ship on her last visit to the space station. Harris remembered her protest and wondered if Cecilia had had some sort of intuitive knowledge. Against the animosity of Cecilia's sister and the rest of the family, however, evidence meant little. They had petitioned the court at once to set aside the bequest to Harris on the grounds of undue influence. Perhaps they couldn't prove an assault, but they were sure of the undue influence. Ronnie sent word through Brunn that he dared not call Harris directly. They were already recommending treatment for him on the grounds that he, too, might have been under her supposed spell. It would have been funny in a story about someone else. Harris found it infuriating and painful. How could anyone think she would hurt Cecilia? She had begun to love the old woman as if she were her own aunt. No, as a friend. She felt hollow inside at the thought of losing her forever.
They think I did this to her, Petrus.
Harris looked up from the cube reader with the latest communication from the family's legal staff.
To get the ship. They think I influenced her to change her will. I didn't even know she'd changed her will.
I know that. Don't bristle at me.
They think that I did it all for the ship, which is why they're insisting that I can't have it.
Well, screw the ship. We can go back to the service.
I'm not so sure. We refused their kind invitation. They may not be willing to have us now. And to find a berth, all of us, somewhere else?
Harris shook her head. It had all seemed to be coming together. A new direction, not only possible, but rewarding.
Well, we're still Lady Cecilia's employees. As long as we're her employees, we have a right to work on her ship.
Yeah, that's another thing. Since she's believed to be permanently impaired, they say there's no reason to maintain an expensive and useless ship crew. When the yacht's ownership has been determined in court, then it can be crewed with whomever the new owner wants. We're supposed to get out and stay out.
But you're the designated owner, aren't you?
Were you listening, Oblo? The family's petitioned the court to have that part of the will thrown out. Cecilia's own attorney, who drew up the new will, argues that it is an unreasonable bequest to an employee so recent. Apparently, all of them think I did something, what they don't say, to influence the bequest. And some of them think I then did whatever it was that's happened to her.
Which we aren't sure about.
Which I am sure isn't just a stroke. I told her she was going into danger, but that's beside the point. This letter says we'll be paid through the end of that 60 days they first promised. Be glad I got that in writing. And then we're no longer her employees. They're canceling the redecoration permanently. They want the ship in deep storage until final disposition. I'm supposed to present my own petition to the court, at my own expense, of course, if I want to contest the petition. They think I'll walk away.
Well, what else can you do? You don't have the money for an attorney. We've been depending on your lady.
It'll split us up. That's what they want. We'll have to ship out separately because no one hires ready-made crews, especially not us. I don't like this.
It's not fair!
Everyone looked at Sirkin. Oblo raised one scarred eyebrow.
Fair? You're a grown-up now, Sirkin. Another voyage and you'll be almost family.
Harris felt her mind slumping even as she held her body erect.
Except there isn't going to be another voyage. We don't have the resources. The family's offered me a settlement, not to contest. It's enough for a couple of months living on Rockhouse Minor, but not for all of us. Not nearly enough for a ship.
For tickets away?
Yes, but where? Besides, I don't want to leave Cecilia down there until I know what happened. Maybe even more if I did know what happened. I have savings, of course. Investments. Maybe enough to contest it, but not if they bring criminal charges for whatever it was that happened to her. They're powerful enough, they might be able to do it even without evidence. Since she didn't tell me about the bequest, I wasn't prepared. I don't even know why she did it. But I do have legal help. Remember that young man, George?
Kevin Mahoney's taking your case?
No, not himself, but he's recommended someone, and the fee's not as bad as it could be. The problem is, he thinks the settlement might be reasonable, and in any case, he says we must comply with the court order to vacate. I asked about that old possession is 9/10 you always hear about, and he says it has never applied to space vessels. And of course, we're not actually in the yacht. She's sitting over there in Space Enhance, empty.
With Space Enhance grumbling almost daily about having one of their slots tied up uselessly. If it hadn't been for the Royal connection, they'd have insisted on having the ship moved long before.
And it'll cost us to live.
If we can't get other work.
Like what? Dockside work on Rockhouse Major is simply not available for ship certified. They don't want crews spending time here for political reasons. Downside, who wants to work on a dirt ball anyway?
You're not looking at this as a tactical problem. Think of Lady Cecilia. We have to stay mobile if we're to help her at all. If we're trapped, whether it's broke or working for someone else or in custody, we can't help her.
You mean get her out? I like that. We could get a shuttle.
We don't know for certain that she's a prisoner. If she's really had a massive stroke, if she's really comatose, we can't just snatch her away from medical care. But if she's not...
If she's been... disabled?
Yes. Then she needs allies who aren't bound by, the usual considerations.
Rules, laws, even traditions.
We need a ship.
Harris felt the challenge in Petrus's gaze. She grinned back at him.
We have a ship. It is highly illegal, and we will be fugitive criminals, the lawful prey of every RSS ship, every planetary militia. But we have a ship.
Not quite. You haven't forgotten she's over in refitting, with all her pretty carpets and plush walls gutted?
And all her new weaponry aboard. What do we care what the decks and bulkheads look like?
You're actually going to do it. You, Harris Serrano, are actually going to steal a yacht and set off to rescue a friend in peril. Do you realize how theatrical this is?
It will be even more theatrical when the shooting starts. And we can't just leap into it. We need to know exactly what her condition is. Sweet Delight's not a planetary shuttle. We can't use it to snatch her, even if it's safe to do so. We'll have to find someone with a shuttle first.
Harris remembered Ronnie saying that both his family and Lord Thornbuckle had private shuttles on planet, but didn't mention it to the crew. Not yet. She would have Sirkin check with Brunn at their next encounter.